I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. Oh my God. Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez. I don't know why I sit here. This is like such a faulty piece of equipment. If it's not the microphone or the headphones, it's something. How's your morning going, Michaela Gordon?
It's going good, actually. I am still thriving off the Grammys last night. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Oh, you're thriving?
I'm thriving because I was so inspired last night that I had all these goals. And this morning I was like, wow, you're a star. Like, I love all of your goals, Michaela.
We'll need to unpack that. And I need to have a sip of this coffee first.
This is Coffee Talk.
Delicious.
So you're inspired.
I'm super. Well, here's the thing. I've always got inspired after watching the Grammys because here's what I love about being a singer more than being a host, being an actor, being in anything. You can literally look, be, do whoever you choose to be, which was proven last night with Lady Gaga's performance, which we will later talk about. But it wasn't my favorite Grammys by any means, but I always do walk away from the show feeling inspired with my own career. But there was a lot going on last night. Did you agree?
Yeah, I didn't. I watched the whole show from beginning to end. It had a couple of interesting moments, but outside of that, I think it's going to be like, I don't know that it'll rate very high next year.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, of course, talk about the Grammys with you within the hour. And of course, it's 7 o'clock hour. But how was your weekend?
So, okay, Friday night went off Drag Race night, right? And our deal with Adam from Ad Sales, when he stumbled into this recording studio here, we kind of, you know, smuggled him into the conversation and he agreed to come out to see Drag Race and hang out with the gays. He showed up with a bunch of his older gay friends, already like had a couple drinks in him.
Adam did?
Then he showed up 45 minutes late. So he missed pretty much the whole setup for everything. And so basically, I think he forfeited the whole bet that we had that he would have to watch Drag Race and in return, I'd have to watch a sporting game. We'd be quizzed on it. Like, there's no way.
All right. So if you guys are just tuning in and you were not here listening to our show on Friday, Adam and Sales, who we adore, came in and said...
You said get up again.
No, I don't feel like they did because you said the Super Bowl and the Drag Race, which they didn't know.
Yeah, Friday night is Drag Race. And Adam, like I said, he stumbled in and he said he was going to come see it with us. And that was it. And then, Michaela would normally come.
In return, you would have to...
Watch some kind of sports game because Super Bowl's already passed. Game. Yeah, with him.
And also that we were going to dress him up in drag.
Now, our producer, Jeffrey, who was there, said that he's going to rewatch it. I think he just gets disqualified because the whole point
he's out.
The experience. And he was making us think that if him going to a gay bar was like a big thing. And I'm like, I think you're disqualified. Cause I think I would have, if you told me, hey, the game starts at this time, he's saying now that he gets a chance to rewatch it and study up on it. I'm like, that seems like unfair.
Yeah, no, he's definitely forfeited. And if we do, did we ever get any fun names for his drag name?
I mean, someone said, oh God, I forgot. Was that gingivitis or something like that? I don't remember.
Not gingivitis. Yeah. He has red hair. That's...
So what about your weekend? Because mine was kind of like slow and sleepy and very relaxing. It rained here. And so how
was
Vegas?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was nice. Like a good heavy rain. Yeah.
I love that. I had a great weekend. I had my show in Vegas Friday and Saturday night as always.
Are you still buying gowns for yourself for that show? Because that would be a big issue for me. I have to stop buying new outfits every week for shows.
I literally used to buy gowns all of the time. I'm obsessed with them. But now what I'm doing is we have a wardrobe lady there and she's amazing. She just does a couple little nips and tucks and makes it look a little different.
Love.
And I love it. Yeah. I mean, it's so great. So I had a really good time. I hadn't seen Daddy Lisa, my girlfriend, in a week.
We need a wardrobe lady here before we go on to... I mean, could you imagine?
Before we go on air?
Every single morning, someone pulls looks for you to be on radio. All right, sorry, Daddy Lisa, go on.
Daddy Lisa, I saw, and we got to have a little weekend, so she's here with me today. She leaves tomorrow, but it was so nice. Yeah. We got to like rekindle our romance. So, we're obsessed.
To Newland listeners, Michaela travels back and forth to Vegas, where she and her girlfriend have residency. Her girlfriend's a DJ. She's a singer at Rose Rabbit Lie. So they are back and forth here, you know, and get a nice little pad here, a nice little place there, and you're just living there. I don't know how you guys do it, because this weekend, honestly, it rained, and I feel like everyone just was like, felt melted.
Now, apparently, it's snowing in Vegas.
What?
I know, you guys, I'll say it again. It is snowing in Vegas. My sister-in-law sent me a photo of my niece. My niece has never seen snow. She's 2 years old.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
She was outside, and she was like, what is this?
Oh, my gosh.
And it's snow. It's so cold. Oh, my God, a producer has actually never even seen snowfall either. What? That's
wow.
So wild.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people have it. Actually, there's times where it goes for years for me until I see snow again.
That's so crazy. Now, what is happening in Houston? What's happening in New York? What's happening in San Francisco? How's the weather there? Has it been? I mean, this polar vortex has been crazy. It's been the coldest winter of the year.
It's crazy. Yeah. I want to ask Alexa, but I don't think we have one in this room. Oh, by the way, ask Alexa. If you have an Alexa, you can tell her now to play Channel Q on radio.com, and you can listen to us all day long, like in the car, and then go to the office and do it, and do it on your cell phone. And
yeah, we love all
the
that. Things.
By the way, good show today. We've got Stephen Deller. Many people know him from being a Marco Marco model, but he's kind of like a little gossip entertainment news reporter. So bring him in the 7 o'clock, and then Steve Grand, out gay musician, with his big hit single that he had a couple years ago, All American Boy, that caused so much controversy. And then we've got your girl.
Yeah, it's
Flavia.
In the spotlight. We do every Monday where we showcase some new up-and-coming artists within our community. So we do. We're really excited to see Flavia and hear her new song, I Don't Want to Be Here. But coming up next, oh God, I already know I do not like this story. Find out what Laura Ingraham is up to next. She just can't stay out of the news, honey. And we got a report on it. Stick around with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Monday, and we're just still kind of in our feelings about last night's Grammys. If you didn't watch the show, you didn't miss much. It wasn't that. It was not. There was. I wouldn't say that there were a bunch of huge, epic Grammy moments, but there were a lot of good performances that I think were memorable.
I do too, and I think that it definitely, one thing I appreciated was that it did feel like there was a lot of female empowerment. Like Janelle Monáe was amazing. Her was amazing. Diana Ross, even though she couldn't get around, was amazing. That gown.
It was a big night for the ladies.
Yeah, it was. It was. And it was exciting to see.
And one of the ladies that might likely have some controversy attached to her performance was J-Lo doing a Motown medley, giving basically an homage to all the Motown artists. And she was performing in her traditional Vegas-style self, camp top, over the top. And so some people may think that J-Lo had a little cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
But on the same note, you know, Laura Ingraham, she is a very conservative commentator, and she is also a Fox News host. But there are these pictures that have been out for like ever of Joy Behar from The View when, like, the 70s. She went to
Halloween party.
Halloween party, and she did not wear blackface, but her hair is, she has thicker hair. So when she fluffs it out in the era, everyone wore froze, like even my family did.
Yeah. So did my family.
So she looks like a sister in this photo, and she's put it on The View a bunch, and there's no blackface
but
or nothing.
Does she look like a sister? Like,
no.
I don't think so at all. That's like saying when I wear my hair naturally curly,
right,
and it's very short,
exactly,
that I'm trying to do blackface.
I think on this Halloween, she might have been going as, like, you know, someone, but she didn't put blackface on. Anyway, this commentator, Laura Ingraham, now says that these pictures, she's like, that's not racist, but she has gone on record to say that the show Hamilton is cultural appropriation, since in the cast of Hamilton, it's colorblind casting, meaning that historically some of the actors such as George Washington and Aaron Burr, who were white, are now played by black men.
Hmm.
And so she thinks cultural appropriation, is it only cultural appropriation if it only goes one way? What are your thoughts?
Here's the thing with Lori Ingram. Like, I just am not a big fan.
The breath you
I
just
think
took.
It's so interesting. I kind of like watch my mouth. I think it's very interesting that she's coming to Joy Behar's defense. I would never have seen that coming.
I'm like, also, who's slamming Joy Behar for these images? She's clearly not in blackface.
And secondly, I don't think that it's cultural appropriation when they're telling a story. Like, Hamilton is a story. And if you right. see it, it's all about, it's there's nothing about cultural appropriation. They're telling their story. You know, this is my favorite story about Betty Boop. Betty Boop was portrayed as like this white character on cartoons. She was very fabulous, great. Oh,
that's
right?
That's an old, like that cartoon's been around.
For a very long time. Yeah. But actually, Betty Boop was a real live woman, and she was a black woman, and she used to have to go super underground and do her performances because obviously, like, black women were not allowed to perform on stages and they weren't allowed to do anything. And so, I don't know what happened. A few people had gone to see Betty Boop because she was pretty famous, especially underground and particularly with the black community. And after being seen by somebody, they ended up making her character a white woman, totally appropriated it, and went on to make her Betty Boop, this white character that we know and love, which now stands as it does. So I think that when people say, oh, black people can't play white people, it's like, it is a little bit different. It is a little bit different to me because white people have always been very privileged. White people have always had the opportunity to do things that a lot of other cultures wouldn't be able to do. And so to say that Hamilton is culturally appropriating because they're playing George Washington, I just think it's silly.
Yeah, so the actress that was depicted in Betty Boop was a woman named Helen Kane, American singer, and she sang that, I want to be loved by you. But anyway, she was pretty big in the early 20s, and she stole much of her material from Baby Esther, who was, like you said, an African-American singer and entertainer
and
in the 1920s.
And if you look at Baby Esther, she is Betty Boop. I mean, they literally took what Baby Esther looks like and just made her into the cartoon, and then also Helen was able to do her whole act.
Yeah, it looks like there's a couple of, well, it was very much the 1920s style, but it's kind of, it's fascinating to research this. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's interesting how long the history of appropriation goes, whether or not Joy Behar, you know, loses any sleep over that photo where she's clearly not in blackface. I don't know. But Laura Ingraham, you know, she likes to make headlines. She works at Fox News. That's her job.
Speaking of Fox News, did you hear about the reporter who said he doesn't want to wash his, he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years? I think we're going to talk about it, but I thought that was so, like, Fox News, get it together. I mean, honestly, Laura Ingraham, stop reporting on things you don't understand. You guys, please start washing your hands. That's disgusting. Like, germs are real. I can't deal with anybody at Fox News this morning. Just going over the weekend recap here. Do you think that Joy Behar will say anything, though, today on The View?
You know, these pictures are pictures that she put up on The View, and people, this article I was reading from the UK, oddly, interpreted it as blackface, but when you look at the images, you could tell she is not in blackface. She happened to be going as an African-American woman, but didn't alter her look at all. She just happened to pass as one.
And they've always said, well, I can't remember the celebrity that went as Diana Ross, but the black community always said, like, listen, if you're paying homage to somebody who's great, that's fine, but don't paint your skin black.
Yeah, it was,
like,
a housewife.
Just, it was De Lesseps. Luann De Lesseps.
Yeah, she, the Countess. But everyone dragged her because the wig was bad. It wasn't a right Diana Ross wig. It should have been long, curly, and her wig was awful.
Yeah,
what drag queen friends does the Countess have? She needs them.
Yeah, she does need friends. Jeez. But she just got arrested, I think, again. So that's
the Countess?
Good. Yeah, I think she did.
Now, if she gets arrested one more time, do you think they'll swipe the Countess title away
from her? I don't know if she got arrested again or she did something with her probation. I got to look it up and then I'll tell you. But I think that Countess is gone as well.
What's her new title?
Felon.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. And I just found out that Cardi B's baby just said mama.
After 7 months of her only saying papa.
No. She's only 7 months old, girl.
I'm sorry. After 7 weeks. I'm sorry. After seven. After. I'm so sorry. After only a couple weeks of saying Papa. That's all she was saying.
1 week ago, she said Papa. And today,
yes,
it's on Cardi B's social media. She just said Mama for the first
time. I'm so sorry. I know. Totally awful reporting. However, I will say this.
She was like, she came out of the womb.
Papa.
Papa.
The no Papa. World. The Papa.
All right. In case you didn't know, we're going to go into some Grammy news because yesterday was the Grammys. Michaela Gordon is a singer. She's had record deals. She produces music. And so this really touched home for you. I was a little in and out. I'm a little... award shows, pending on who's winning and who's talking, I can kind of, I don't know. What do you feel overall?
Well, first of all, I thought that Dolly Parton looked phenomenal. I'm actually one of the biggest Dolly Parton fans. Here You Come Again is my favorite song ever. Mm-hmm. I thought she was amazing. I don't know what Katy Perry was doing. I thought it was terrible. And so I thought she was trying to oversing.
They were there because Dolly Parton was Woman of the Year at the Grammys.
Yeah, it was a nice tribute to Dolly. And so her, is it her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus? Mm-hmm. I believe Dolly Parton is her godmother. Miley Cyrus was phenomenal. I think Miley's so good.
I think she's so talented. I agree
with you.
She's
so confident and talented. And she's young. But Katy Perry came out with Kacey Musgraves. Kacey Musgraves won Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. And I thought Katy Perry was just trying to oversing, and she was like overstepping her boundaries, and I didn't think that she looked that great. Turns out, though, a little birdie told me that because of Whitney Cummings making this post, that Katy Perry was actually really hungover.
So that could be the reason. Whitney Cummings, TV producer of Two Broke Girls, and comedian.
Really funny.
Yeah, comedian and pretty big TV producer now. So she said that she was she partying with Katy?
Yeah, they were partying the night before.
Well,
and she commented, "Can't believe you're performing at the Grammys today. I'm still in bed, completely hungover. How do you do it?"
Well, then on Sunday, she was all like, look like drunk, just in a thin t-shirt, no bra, singing Rent. And so we started talking about that on Instagram. So if you go to her Instagram page, you can see that conversation that she and I had back and forth about Rent. But I'm fascinated with the whole weekend is a celebration of partying, yet people have to sing on Sunday night.
That, you know what? I think, so for me personally, particularly when I had my full residency at Vegas 5 days a week, I can't drink alcohol. Like,
right.
I can't drink alcohol while I'm singing. And when I lived in Vegas, I didn't drink alcohol at all. It dries me out. I'm not a great performer hungover. I'm not a great performer under the influence. So it is interesting to me that Katy Perry would get drunk before. I mean, something
she probably
so
thought,
iconic.
Guys, I'm literally doing like a little thing with Dolly. It's not that out of my range. I'll be fine. What were the wins and what were the losses? Like, what were the big moments and what were the completely, if you could rattle them off top of your head?
I think Janelle Monáe paid this amazing, amazing tribute to Michael Jackson. It was like her moves, everything felt so influenced by Michael.
I didn't know.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I thought it was. It's her song, right?
It's her song. In my opinion,
She was channeling all
yes,
that.
Yes, I felt like she channeled Prince. I felt like she channeled Michael Jackson.
I felt very princey to
me. She
loved
was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I thought that her, and actually what she said was when she won her Grammy, oftentimes our trans community is not visible. And so this is for our trans community, which I loved. I thought that was important.
I got really entertained. Her was good. She basically was this just beautiful energy of like raw, soulful talent. I love that she played her own guitar and sang from this really kind of, I couldn't describe her voice. It wasn't gospel. It wasn't quite R&B. It was a little rock in there.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Speaking of gospel, Yolanda Adams, Fantasia, and Andra Day did a beautiful tribute to Aretha Franklin. And I'm going to be honest with you. I told everybody, I was like, this isn't going to be good. Yolanda Adams and Fantasia will end up singing over each other because they're solo singers.
Sure.
I don't see them duetting at all. Both phenomenal singers, but both up in the rafters. I was totally wrong. Totally wrong. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
I think Ricky Minor was the MD for that, only because they panned to him after.
Excuse me. Did you see Ricky Minor?
Ricky Minor is the official MD, or was forever, for American Idol, and also coincidentally the TV series I moved to LA for, which was a singing show. So I know him, and he would have, if he oversaw that, said, "You riff here, you sit quiet here.
But I'm going to text him because I forgot about that. So yeah. I've known Ricky since American Idol, since he was 16. We love him. But did you see his face when J-Lo was doing the Motown tribute?
Uh-huh.
Everybody was into it. His face, his arms were crossed, not feeling it. Him and Barry Gordy, they might as well have just gone to lunch. They were checked out.
Well, yeah, I agree. Also, did you see that Ricky Martin now has a mustache?
Kind of into it.
I feel like I'm on trend because I'm currently sporting one too.
I like you with the mustache.
I do too. And I feel like if Ricky's doing it, listen, it's happening. But Gaga and Cardi B were all chummy. Cardi's had a long time obsession with Gaga. And now it looks like they're palling around, being frenzies. I also thought, you know, I thought that some of the artists that, you know, weren't so well known, I thought they kind of performed well considering Camila Cabello. I thought she opened nicely. It felt very in the Heights.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It was. It was a great, and we're going to continue talking about it because we're Grammy enthused. However, when we come back, find out what gay site has taken their rights back, their alt rights back. Stick around with the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Monday. Now, I think out of the two of us, who do you think is more who would do something to someone else to get even with them? Or do something to kind of get, you know, get a rise out of someone? Would it be me or you?
Me.
Yeah? Okay. This story.
Do you think so? You think you would be? I think you're more mature than me.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe you might like this one. I think this one's like kind of not that big of a deal, but there's actually this hate group in Canada called the Wolves of Odin. It's a far-right Canadian group that peddles Islamophobia and immigration theories that, you know, are not based in logic or sense. And their members were caught earlier this year harassing Muslims and spying on the country's oldest mosque. So already we're like, don't like you guys, whatever. Now, however, when this Canadian resident named Bradley Grumpelt realized that the Wolves of Alden didn't have like a Canadian web address with their related, like you need to have a little like wolvesofalden.com.ca. That makes you like from Canada, right? He bought the correct one and turned it into a site with furries. Now, if you don't know what furries are, that is, furries are people who feel attracted to people wearing animal mascot costumes or drawings of, you know, creatures that are kind of like animalistic, whatever. And they're not attracted to actual animals, so relax.
Oh.
Sometimes their attraction to this kind of stuff is kind of playfully platonic. Other times it's really intensely erotic. So this resident, you know, Brady, he buys the website with the correct suffix with little .ca. So it's the Canadian suffix, and he turned it into a gay site with erotic images of furries. I mean, Tigger and Winnie the Pooh
first
just going
of all,
at it.
Listen,
what?
This is a story, not Tigger and Winnie the Pooh.
I had to like make it so you could kind of imagine.
I can't stand you.
Get a visual of that.
First of all, I think it's iconic that they did this. However, I'm just confused at people. You know what? I'm not one to judge.
Mm-hmm.
I love
fetishes. I feel like
fetishes.
You're about to say something judgy then. Go.
But what are they thinking? Like,
what do you
mean? What, you're in love with a furry friend?
No, like it's part of your... Okay, so are you familiar with pup play? No.
No, we never really got...
Yes, we'll
talk about this. I wanted to interview somebody about pup play.
Sure, so part of the...
Well, you showed me. You showed me... Okay, go ahead.
So part of the leather community has this little sub-sack. I shouldn't
Obsessed.
Say this. But it's a kind of a form of playful kink, but it all can be also can be sexualized, so much like this. So people kind of... for pup play, there's like a handler, there's a person who wants to, you know, embody the dog persona, and then you could take it all... It ranges all kinds of different kind of stuff, right? So we could actually have a conversation about this, because I think it's really fascinating.
Yes.
But furries is something different. It means like mascot costumes. Some people do it just like they just think it's cute and fun and it's very platonic, while other people sort of sexualize the idea of it. Listen, it doesn't do it for me, but I don't know.
I'm going to go home in a furry costume.
And see where that takes you.
To see Lisa. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be like, surprise, and then see what she says. We're getting the furry costume. You're taking me.
Yeah, well, I already got three. I got the little three toys for your dog, so you know what furry costume you're going to win.
What?
You're going to have to go as a raccoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.